What exactly happened this week?
This is what happened last week.
Well, that was a whirlwind of a week, and on Monday, we did the mystery snap. Andre from Mount Barker wasn't 100% on the rules. Do you know what our mystery snap is?
If you will remind me, it would be better.
Yeah, well, then I'd be giving it away.
Sounds like a cone of the ice cream. All right, man, thank you.
But we had some more new rules on Monday as we moved to level 4 restrictions as an 81-year-old man tested positive to COVID-19 in South Australia. We also heard about a Florida man who stole some scented candles. The man believed to be responsible got himself away in a taxi. Didn't even drive himself to his own robbery. Come on. Which led us to Tuesday, and I wasn't here. It was the same day that lockdown was announced in South Australia. Coincidence? No, not at all. So Wednesday became lockdown day one, and we played the game born out of lockdown. Dumb games. Trev from the South Coast had a crack at compass roulette. All right, I've got the compass in front of me. You can direct it however you want, but tell me stop when you want me to stop it.
All right, turn. Turn left. Now turn right. Mm-hmm. Stop.
64 degrees northeast, so not quite.
Not quite.
And we compared audio from space flights from the classic 52 years ago.
That's one small step for man.
To Jeff Bezos today.
Who wants a Skittle?
Just not inspiring at all, is it? Wednesday also brought stories of long waits for COVID tests, and we asked on Would You Rather Wednesday, would you rather hold a wee for 6 hours? Do a wee for 6 hours. Mel said she would rather hold after 6 kids. She has super bladder holding powers. Robert said he's going to go for number two. He's gonna do a wee for 6 hours under the hope that it is less painful. And in the things you don't need to know, we found out about a senior Russian traffic officer arrested on suspicion of accepting bribes. I don't know a whole lot about embezzling money or, you know, being a criminal, but if you've got a golden toilet, you better have a good explanation of how you got it. Lockdown day two, or Thursday as it's commonly known, we got 2 new COVID cases and 2 exposure sites. The Tenafeet Creek Winery and the Greek on Halifax restaurant were labelled super spreader events with more than 200 attendees placed into Medi Hotel quarantine. We also selected a lockdown games anthem. I came right in and won the gold. You never had a chance at all. And found out Pornhub was trying to help out museums. But maybe the audience that they have is not the one that museums want. Which brings us to today, Friday, and lockdown day 3. We only have 1 new case, a positive sign that the lockdown will end as hope. We celebrated with our Wowlers Weekly winner, who we caught on a Zoom call.
Oh, great. Excellent. Thank you.
Heard about a Dublin mattress store owner who wouldn't take bra money. What kind of mattress person is taking cash anyway? Sounds like he just wants laundered money. Not that I'm accusing him of that. And played out the Bliss track, the song written in 24 hours, as requested by Rory from Victor Harbour, a nurse who wanted a song about frontline healthcare workers. Day in, day out, working on the front line, making sure the vulnerable don't get left behind. Hope you've made it unscathed through a topsy-turvy week. We'll start at a little topsy-turvy next week and hopefully end free. Can't wait to take you through it from 2 to 6 here on The Ride Home on Power FM.